This is CliffCentral.com.
So listen, don't turn a blind eye to, you know, we looked at security in the home last week, and we talked about how blinds and window shutters and window dressings of different kinds have changed over the years. So I got talking to Greg yesterday. Greg's our station manager, about what he has in his smart home. You know, he's sort of got about a 70% smart home. You have to buy these special plugs, mm-hmm. and anything you plug into them can be controlled from your phone. He's got a Google Home. So what he can do is switch on his lights from his phone. He can do it now at the office. He can do it on the road. He can do it anywhere. Switch them on or switch them off. Each and every one of his lights. He can turn on bedroom lights just by saying to his phone, Google Home, or whatever he says to it, Google, turn on my lights. They go on like that. His kettle. He could turn on his kettle so that it's boiling by the time he walks through the door.
See, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Are you busting for a cup of tea?
So this is how technology is going to change the home. And part of it is obviously what we'll get to talking about in a moment with Taylor Blinds. But it's all activated by voice. He has, for example, a way to switch on his electric blanket an hour before he gets into bed, or a half hour before he gets into bed, so it's nice and toasty. He hasn't got this yet, but he's working on it. You can actually buy a faucet for your bath, which is smartphone enabled, which will allow you to run a bath from your bed.
Yeah, see, we need this.
But turn on your shower. We are going to say,
how did we not live without this at some point?
I'm blown away. I didn't know that this was possible, the smart bath. I mean, that's ridiculous, right? You can turn it on, and it will set the temperature because it'll have a thermostat. So you can say, I'd like it to be 41 degrees, please.
None of this, a little bit of cold, a little bit of hot, mm-hmm. and then you've got to actually monitor it.
It's superb. And it'll run until it's at the optimal temperature because it'll be a thermostat-controlled situation as well. So if it needs a little bit more heat, it'll add a little bit more hot water. Isn't that cool?
This is all the convenience we were talking about when we started developing technology and.
But also just for like way forward, you can also monitor your water consumption because it'll no doubt tell you how many liters are going to go into your bath.
Absolutely.
We need to be conservative around this kind of stuff.
So you'll save water, you'll be much better at running your electricity. Imagine you leave home and you're in a hurry and you forget to switch off all your lights. How often does that happen to everybody?
Your hair straightener.
Sure. Whatever it is that you've got. Now, with this, you could switch all that stuff off.
Do you know what I like about all of these technological innovations is that so often we complain about waking up and how horrible it is because in winter this is going wrong and that is going wrong. Imagine how blissful waking up will be.
When everything's ready for you. You'll feel like royalty. You'll walk into the bathroom and the bath will be ready for you.
You can set the coffee machine for as soon as you wake up, if that's your thing.
Absolutely.
If you want music playing at the right time.
And there are also technological considerations of a security nature that might make our lives a lot easier. I mean, we tried out that camera. Do you remember that facial recognition camera? I think Apple gave us a facial recognition camera to try out. And basically, you put it up at your door, and it will recognize every time you or your significant other or a family member comes in, and if it's someone that it doesn't recognize, it'll say stranger or intruder. And you'll be able to tell who's going in and out of your house, even while you're not there.
Can it have one saved as mother-in-law? Like, she comes again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't want to see her.
You imagine how useful that's going to be one day. I mean, this is fantastic stuff.
Honestly, we
talk about what's next for cell phones, but it isn't just the cell phone. It's all the things the cell phone can connect to. It's this Internet of Things idea. It's the fact that your fridge will order through the internet. It could see milk is running low. It'll order milk. Milk will be delivered to your door. Obviously, this is not a foolproof situation yet. There's lots that needs to be ironed out before that happens. But this is the way it's going to go. And don't think it's just, you know, it's miles away, it's years away. When we were in London, they have these self-checkout cash registers in all the stores. So technology there has made things a lot easier too, because you actually do your own. You don't need a cashier. You pass the things through the barcode. It scans them. You put them into an empty packet or an empty basket on the other side. It weighs them to make sure that you haven't put more through than you should have. Mm-hmm. And you get charged, you swipe your card, and it's done. You don't need another human being there. Now, that's exciting.
And for those who are worried about safety or regulation, there is part of that as well. Because I think we were buying an energy drink. Yeah. And the till register went off. We're wondering, what's going on? Was it beeping?
Because you have to be over 16 years old to buy like an energy drink. So it went off.
But that
it's,
is funny.
It's amazing. So talking about the home and technology in the home, obviously, there are excellent new products also for, you know, your windows, your curtains. And you can now open and close your curtains with voice activation. You can do it with the touch of a button, a remote control. We're actually having blinds installed here between the studio and the office, mostly for the sex show.
Oh.
We can block them off. But we're having blinds put in that will be, at the touch of a button, they will lower themselves and they will go back up. They will change darkness or lightness depending. I mean, you can do all of these amazing things. And I would advise you, if you haven't already checked them out, to go and look at what Taylor Blinds are up to. You can find them on the internet, and you can also find them on cliffcentral.com. So go to our website and you can have a look. Dress up your windows from the home to the office with the assurance of 60 years of high-quality products. Taylor Blinds and Shutters bring home the textures, the colors, the fabrics, the patterns, and the innovative materials that your space has been waiting for. Wouldn't it be great to have even that controlled?
See, now when it comes to blinds in particular, there are two points for me that I'm just crazy over. The first is, don't you hate when you're in bed or whether you're watching TV and you're on the couch and you're all snuggled up and warm, then you realize, oh, the curtains are open.
Yeah.
And you now have to get up and over that. Or when you're trying to get a few extra minutes of sleep on like a Saturday morning, but the sun is out.
And it comes straight through the windows.
Stop it right now. That, you see, I love that perk. That from bed, you just roll over, you push a button or you set a remote and that's it.
And of course, you get those complete blackout ones as well, where you wouldn't know whether it was day or night. They block out all the light. So if you want to really seal yourself away, let's say you're not feeling so good and you need a whole day to recover, you just put on those blackout blinds and nobody can see through. Not the sun, nothing. You're in complete isolation. It's very, very good. So go to cliffcentral.com to find out more.
If you had to configure your dream house with all the right specs and tech, what would you have?
What do you mean? I mean, I've got a list.
Really?
Smart. I want my whole house to be smart. A smart home. I mean, why wouldn't it be the right way to go? You know, you get those people who've already got in their house. They've got rooms that only light up when you walk into them. So it's activated by motion.
Mm-hmm.
And you can override that. So if you want the lights on in all the rooms, you can have that. But imagine being able to, how much electricity you'll save if you have lights that go off automatically when you're not in a room.
So true.
So things like that, I think, make perfect sense. And to be able to, you know, have music in all your different rooms, because you'll have speakers in the ceiling that are connected to a central sound system. I mean, all of that stuff just makes me very excited. I think this is going to be amazing.
Ben,
best time to be alive.
What are you looking forward to?
Kind of things that Gareth just mentioned now, the whole thing about as you walk, the house almost like feels where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the kind of surround sound. We like listen to a podcast. I listen to a podcast when I'm making dinner or doing the dishes, whatever. But then I might need to go get something or feed the cats, whatever. And like, if you just don't want headphones in the whole day, yeah, your house can have the speakers and the conversation is your house. Flows around it.
Yeah.
Like, that's really cool.
It's not far off.
Or you and someone and who you live with listen to the same podcast at the same time while they may be in the bath or you downstairs, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is like connecting sound and all those kind of things.
This is CliffCentral.com.